Hear you, and 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 hear So at the beginning, we have to visualize or make up our motivation, be listening the precious, holy teaching or the Buddha Dharma. In order to attain an excellent, perfect and complete enlightenment or the Buddhahood, for the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings. This is the motivation or in order to listen to the Dharma, the motivation in order to contemplate whatever you have listened to the Dharma, the great master, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and whatever you have listened to the Dharma from your master, this motivation is the important. And after you listen to the Dharma, in order to contemplate whatever you have listened, and also when you do the meditation, the motivation is very important. In Sanskrit, the motivation was called the bodhicitta, in English, those kind for translator, those translated to it into the mind for enlightenment or the earliest intentions. And in Tibetan, those translated translate into Tibetan's Changchub Jisen, which translates from the bodhicitta. So bodhi is the enlightenment and the citta is the same. So with these motivations, we have to listen to Dharma, we have to contemplate the Dharma teachings, and we have to meditate upon the Dharma in order to understand the real meaning of the Dharma, or the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha, and the teachings of those scholars like the Sri Arya Nagarjuna. In Tibetan we call the Pagan Papa Lujub, and Arya Asanga, Papa Thome, and the great scholar Dibhamkara Sri Jana, or Shoje Paden Atisha. Whatever they advise us, we have to understand in order to liberate us from the samsara, and in order to free those all dear mother sentient beings from the samsara. Last week I just short mentioned you that I will give you the one oral transmissions, the oral transmissions which I received from one Sera Lama, one Sera Geshe or Lama. That master also is a great master. He has the quality of the discipline, the quality of the scholar, and the quality of the wise or kindful heart. So I would like to give this oral transmission on the today, year 2009, the month September, and the date, what we called the 13th. So 13th September 2009, I'm very happy to give you the oral transmissions of the Heart Sutra to you. The main subject of the Heart Sutra text, the main subject, it focuses upon the emptiness, which is very important. Therefore, the master said that therefore, the great scholar said that Buddha Shakyamuni has expressed the emptiness after the 49 days. Or 49 days, he keeps a secret. And after 49 days, Shakyamuni Buddha preached the emptiness. And that's very important because we sentient beings, we ordinary living beings are recycled in this samsara. We've experienced different types of suffering, as those masters mentioned again and again, but even we are recycling in the samsara because we don't contemplate upon the emptiness, we don't do the meditate upon the emptiness. Because of that, if we we will not understand the meaning of emptiness, then we will recycle in the samsara again and again. Therefore, the compassionate Buddha Shakyamuni, the compassionate Sri Acharya Nagarjuna show us, explain us the emptiness, the profound meaning of the Dharma in order to liberate us from the samsara. From their compassion, they have done very well for us. It's our responsibility to practice the Dharma. It says the Rigpa Gyadakya Nijubhaja, it says they explain us the emptiness through the many different way of reasoning. Through many reasoning, they explain us our selfness upon the self and self emptiness upon the self and emptiness upon the phenomenon. So the emptiness which mind understand the emptiness, or that mind what we call the mind which understand the emptiness, or the wisdom which realize the emptiness, that's the one great wisdom. And it called also the correct view. Yes, we have done many mistakes in our life. I've also done many mistakes, and perhaps you have done mistakes in your life because we ignorant upon the object. When we ignorant, and our ignorance comes, and we don't understand whatever what real is there. From that, we confuse and we recycle in samsara. We have done our mistakes. So the emptiness is the realizations upon the emptiness, or the wisdom which understand the emptiness. Its example is the mother. The mother that gives the birth to us. If the lady marry with one king, and she will give her one birth. If the lady or the madam marry with a Brahmin caste, and she will give the one birth. And if the girl met a boyfriend, like a common boyfriend, and he will give a common child. So as she married with a king, and the children, the people surprised, exciting, oh, that's the prince, or oh, how beautiful priest that prince is. And if the lady married with a Brahmin caste, and the children and son, people called, oh, he is a Brahmin. And if the lady met a boyfriend, common boyfriend, and the child became a common child. So it's that's one example of the realizations of emptiness. And if we, when we practice the wisdom, the correct view, conjoined with a best motivation, the best motivation of the bodhicitta, or just the intention. Then when we become a generated bodhicitta, and we become a you become a bodhisattva, and you become the object of those sentient beings, and those sentient beings requires you to support them, help you to support them. Yeah, and you enjoy to support them from your best motivation called the bodhicitta. And if you use that realizations or emptiness in order to attain the self-realizations, and then you become a pratyeka practitioner. And if you use that just for the self-liberations, and when you attain the realizations, and you become the sarvaka practitioner or the hearer listeners. So it's better to use the realizations upon the emptiness, wisdom, to conjoin with the bodhicitta. As the example of those, as the example of the lady, whether she want to a common child, whether she want to be a Brahmin caste child, and she want to be a prince, and she might say, I want to be a very nice prince. So for us also, it's better to choose the correct view conjoined with the bodhicitta. And I also very happy to listen this motivation from those kind four master gurus. Shari. Thank you, Ritishla. So, in general, in Tibetan, when the master gives the oral transmissions, whatever, it's a long oral transmission, and some gurus, they give short oral transmissions. You just listen the sound, and if you can catch the meaning, then you can catch the meaning. If you can catch the meaning, then the listener, they just listen the oral transmissions. So you just relax and listen. Okay, I will read the oral transmission as I received this transmission from one Sarah Lama. 마리바미하마리바자바메본헤고신헤고시세베보도야메도 그 So this the Sanskrit word. It said that in Tibetan, songshi songshi, parido songshi, gone 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 behind. So this also the one principal path to attain our full enlightenment, or if we want to cross the one ocean, we have to take the one boat and to the other wonderful land. And if we want to visit Bodhgaya, Varanasi, and then we have checked the airplane from Los Angeles to Delhi or Calcutta, and from there we will visit the Bodh Gaya, Varanasi, and so on, the wonderful land of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And also, if we want to cross from the ocean of samsara to full enlightenment, we have to understand the meaning of emptiness. Therefore, it's important. With this last Sunday, I mentioned you the biography of the Shri Dipamukara Jana, or the Guru Atisho. And the Master Tsongkhapa said that if you want to observe and read the detail about the biography of the Guru Atisha, and you will search and open the text which tells you a detailed biography of the Guru Atisha, Shri Dipamukara Jana. Who also adorned his realizations of emptiness, a correct view, adorned with bodhicitta, altruistic intention. As he received those instructions from his one of the favorite guru, Dharmakirti, or the Lama Tsarinpo. Therefore, whenever the Guru Atisha remember and express the name of Lama Tsarinpo, he always symbol his hand with the mudra like this, O Lama Tsarinpo. Then he remember how that Guru is very kindness to him. After that, we have to go through the commentary of the Lamrim teaching. After that, what we have to understand, we have to understand the lamp for the path to enlightenment, Bodhipada Pradipa in Sanskrit, and in Tibetan we say the Changshu Lamjun. So the Guru Tsongkhapa explained that there are many texts of Guru Atisha, Dipankara Shivajana. He has composed many texts, many books, but one very important and principal one and the root one is the Bodhipada Pradipa in English. You have listened this many times, the name for the path to enlightenment. And in Tibetan we say Changshu Lamjun. So Guru Tsongkhapa said that the main text, the root text, is the Changshu Lamjun, Bodhipada Pradipa. Here Guru Tsongkhapa said that Chowe Zebe Shung Mangdu Yodian Sawa Dabu Yongzu Zoban Changshu Lamjun in this. And Guru Atisha has composed the many textbooks, but the complete teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the main root of the teachings, that is the Bodhipada Pradipa, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, Changshu Lamjun. In the head of the Changshu Lamjun, Guru Atisha homage to those Buddhas, Dharma, and Sangha. Did you see you? Oh, okay. And after that, he said that I composed this lamp for the path to enlightenment as the supplicated by the his wise disciple, wonderful disciple called the Changshu Bui. That's the Guru Shakyamuni, the Guru Atisha promised to compose the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And, here the Guru Tsongkhapa explained that root text. That root text from Guru Tsongkhapa explained by the what character it has. And what greatness or the what qualities has the Bodhipada Pradipa or the lamp for the path to enlightenment? It has a few characters. It has a character that Shakyamuni Buddha had arrived in this world and preached the Dharma's teachings, the vast teachings, and all of the teachings of the Sutra and the teachings of the Tantra. And all those teachings of the Sutra or the Tantra, the teachings of the fractional vehicles, all the teachings of the Tantric vehicles, all of those concluded in the Bodhipada Pradipa, or the lamp for the enlightenment. So its subject is the complete subject, the meaning of teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas, and it emphasizes how to discipline our mind, how to discipline our speech, how to discipline our behavior, it indicates or shows us process after process. And it, therefore, it's easy to take care into the practice. And also the aim for the path to enlightenment, or either I said that the Bodhipatha Pradip, it was decorated by a very nice design. It was decorated by the two great lamas of the Guru Atishas, Lama Guru Dharmakirti, and other Lama says the Lama Rinpoche Kuchus. Those are the two important lineage master. The lineage master of one is the lineage master of the profound view, and the other is the lineage master of the extensive view. And if I don't know one before the other or one after the other, if I highlight you, then one lineage comes from the Sri Arya Nagarjuna, the profound view comes from him, and the extensive view deeds, it comes from the Arya Asangas. So those are important masters, and here the Guru Atisha decorated his or designed his teachings with those great masters, and it means also that it's decorated with those wonderful instructions. So in our modern society, our modern life, we are the modern person. We wearing the modern hat. We wearing the modern t-shirt. We wearing the modern jean pant or the ski. Some lady, some boy, they're wearing the jean pant, and you use the modern shoes. And the technology also very fast, and people are very intelligent. I don't know, maybe I'm one ignorant person among them. when I walk outside, and people also thought that they are more intelligent than me. That's really the people drive the car, people use the computer, and really the interesting world in this modern society. And then in the very ancient society, and those the old people, they use the typewriting to send the message or the letter. They use the typewriting, tap tap tap, like this. They tie their finger. The print is very hard to print. Finger on the keyboard. And after that, the intelligent one of the scientists, and then he invented the computer, and then the big computer on the table. I saw those when I'm young, and then it's a computer, and then people going to use this big computer, and then the one other intelligent person's and then follower of this scientist, and met a very, very wonderful, easy to carry, and easy to practice, and then easy to use. You don't need to send a letter by post from United States to India, from United States to Vietnam, from United States to Korea and London, Mexico. You don't need to send a letter by post here. Yeah. Those postmen will be tired carry such a big letter and post on their shoulders. And then the sun is very hot, so it's better to send a letter by the internet. And then they invested the internet, and and then they said it's very easy to post, it's very fast to arrive there, and then you can, your secret is secret in your passport. So that's laptop. You love, perhaps you love more than me to the laptop, computer, laptop. Its keyboard, very interesting. It looks like some small box. And you don't need to stay all the time in your office with a desk and then box. You can carry it the airplane. You can just drink the coffee and then the juice on the when you're waiting the airplane. You will not waste your time. You do with the laptop like that. It's very easy to carry. And those the ancient times the Bodhipatha Pradip, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, the Guru Tsongkhapa requires it. The lamp for path to enlightenment, it has a complete meaning of the Shakyamuni Buddha. It is very nice to subdue the mind and process after process. And also it's also very decorated by those qualified or the lineage masters. My explanation about the laptop is finished. I don't, you know more than me. Perhaps I saw you have some laptop there. They say the Apple company, there is a small Apple outside the laptop. And there are many characters, right? So these are the character of the Bodhipatha Pradip, and also what are the greatness of that teachings? What are the Guru Tsongkhapa says that in his brief Lamrim teachings, or the teachings of the path to enlightenment, Guru Tsongkhapa said that this one verse is, he expressed the qualities of the Bodhipatha Pradip. He expressed the qualities, and the first sentence he says that it will understand the whole Buddha's teachings are not contradictory each other, it supports each other. And then it will understand that all teachings, those are the instructions to us. And it will easy to understand the meaning, the real meaning of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the real idea of the Shakyamuni Buddha, intended meaning of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And also it will stop the big mistakes or the big wrong of those sentient beings. So those are the what are called the greatness of the teachings. Here it says Shungi Dhamma Vishawala Shi Temba Dhamji Gemya Dhuto Vishawa Sungra Dhamji Dhamma Dhuche Vishawa Giyo Gumba Dela Dunye Vishawa Niju Shambu Shambu Rangba Sujo Vishawa. So these are the qualities of the teachings. So I hope you will impress, you will interest upon those quality. You have to understand all the teachings of the Shakyamuni. We have to understand. Perhaps no, me too. Okay, I have to understand also. So it's very interesting how we have to understand those. All the teachings are not contradictory of each other. We have to understand it. That's the greatness of the teachings of the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, Chanchu Lamjun. And also one, we have to understand all those teachings are instructions to us. And from that we have to understand the real meaning of the idea of the Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha, he is a lot of wonderful marks and signs, qualities. At the beginning of the Lamrim teaching, Guru Tsongkhapa respected and homage to the Buddha Shakyamuni, homage to his body, homage to his speech, homage to his mind, and also to the activities of the Guru Shakyamuni. Because that's object of holy object of alms. As if we are Buddhist, we say those three refuge. Three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. Right? So those are the objects of our taking refuge also. And here, next day, or whatever we have a big mistake, big correction we have to correct, and those teaching can be correct to us. Therefore, this master said that the teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni is the mirror for those his disciple Shariputra, his disciple Mangalputra, and also his first five disciples. The teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha is a mirror for them. And after the teachings of the Nagarjuna is a mirror to the disciples of the Nagarjuna, and Asanga also, the great Master Asanga, his disciples, lives in the mirror of the speech of the great Guru Asanga, and then they correct their mistakes. And they correct their mistake. First, they have to correct their big mistake, right? First, we have to correct our big mistake. When we are a very small child, I don't know Kaka Kama in Tibetan, and perhaps, I think that perhaps you also don't know ABCD. So that's our big mistake, and also the people who are really mathematicians too. They are very scholar in the mathematics. The number is very important to them, but at the beginning they don't know, understand. They don't understand the 1, 2, 3 letter like that, the number like that. So it said that first we have to correct our big mistake from the teachings of those guru, and then when we understand, correct our big mistake, then what we have, the medium mistake, then tiny mistake, then we become a perfect person like the Shakyamuni Buddha. I expressed the Shakyamuni Buddha at the beginning, right, who is unexcellent, and the Shakyamuni Buddha who is a rich of the complete knowledge and who is the supreme. And we will also become such a person like that if we practice the Dharma. So here it says that what we have, one mistake is the mistake that we didn't respect to the text of the Dharma, when we didn't mistake to those the teachings like the Mahayana teachings, Hinayana teachings, we disrespect to them. That's our great mistake. It says that. So, like the example, if I am a dirty person, right? If I am a very dirty person, I go to see the visit one doctor, and he seems like to me I am alcoholic. I cannot come there very right way. I go to in front of the doctor like some drinking some wine or alcohol. And then he corrects us, and then maybe he asks me, are you drinking alcohol? And I cannot say the lying to the doctor. If I say the lying to the doctor, no, I am not alcoholic, and then he will understand from my speech, from my behavior, he understands, and then he will laughing, right? So sometimes we're cheating the Buddha, I don't know, Buddha will laughing. We think that we are more intelligent than those Buddhas. So here, he will test there. Maybe I'm not doctor. Okay, I don't talk about this. The physician doctor. I just give you the example. Okay, I will just give you the example of the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha is mirror for us to cleanse our body, speech, and mind. The teachings of the Guru Adisha also, in order to cleanse our body, speech, and mind, so once there, it says that those teachings also should be in the instructions. If it didn't comes to the instructions, then the teaching will not benefit to us. Like the medicines, doctor recognize us, understand our disease, and they give us the medicine pills too. And we carry those medicine pills, we take this medicine from the doctor, and then we keep those medicine pills near our pillow, and then we don't take the proper medicine, then we will not recover from our illness, our disease. So like that, someone who don't feel those teachings are the instructions, then it cannot benefit to them. Then the person is like maybe us all the time recycled in the samsara, feeling the different types of sufferings like that. So the teaching should be comes into the instructions. Therefore, once the Guru Tsongkhapa said that, chugyel gashi gomji dungbashi mandu tegyan chugyel pongba ni sungla dhamma shebe mebenos. Some people, they listen a lot of dharma teachings, but they don't understand to practice, and then because of why they don't do the practice, because they are lacking of those teachings, are the real instructions. They don't know that's the instructions. So if people don't know the water is in order to drink, then they will not drink the water. If people don't understand medicine or the pills, the Ayurvedic medicine, the modern medicine pills, if they don't know this helps their diseases, like a stomach pain or liver pain, if they don't understand and then they don't trust or open it, then they don't eat the medicine, they don't take the medicine, then they will never free from the illness. So like that, it just listen is the listening is the die. So it's like that. And after that, those I don't like to active my tongue beside of the teachings of the Guru Tsongkhapa. However, those are the four greatness teachings of the path, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and it's better or nicer to respect to the lamp for the path to enlightenment. After that, I will read, explain as how I can for these greatness of the teachings. What said the Guru Tsongkhapa in his teachings? He gave the one example of the teachings from the other text. It says the what is the doctrine? What is the dharma? Dharma is that the four noble truth, the noble truth of suffering, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, the noble truth of the cessations, and the noble truth of the cause of cessation. That's the one example of the dharma teachings. The noble truth of suffering, we have to understand. The noble truth of the origin of sufferings, we have to give up, we have to abandon. And the noble teachings of the cessations, we have to experience. And noble truths of the path, we have to follow them. This is the one explanation of the Guru Tsongkhapa through the other texts. And he said that all the Buddha teachings are elegant speech, wonderful teachings. What the means of the contradictions, understand non-contradictions, it says all of those teachings in order to attain the one person, to attain the highest enlightenment. So we have to understand all of those teachings in order to attain our ultimate enlightenment, ultimate goal, ultimate purpose. So these are my short explanation at this time on this Sunday, the 13th September 2009. The Guru official said that 세대윤동 시제 넘버마 세이 세제 지점 미시비 마음배 소리 와마 렘바들 란지 더바 당불랑시야. The life is not long. The life is short. There are many things to learn. There are many in the example. There are many communications. There are many the wonderful scene in your screen of laptop. You cannot. Some people they don't sleep in the night because there are many communications in the laptop. There are many so nice music in your small laptop. Therefore, you love your laptop. You carry everywhere your laptop. If you miss your laptop, you miss great things. Perhaps you will return from your airport. Perhaps you will return from your coffee shop. So there are many informations. So Guru Atisha said that there are many things to learn from our mind or from our heart. So be smart to choose what we have to learn. He gives the one wonderful example. There are one bird called the sawan. I don't know if it's the English word or the Hindi word, sawan, the white sawan in the lake. Swan in the lake of the Minnesota, or in Tibet we have the lake called the Songwenpo, the blue ocean or the blue lake, and Lhamoyutsu, the lake of the Baldenhamo or Shivadevi. And here in United States, the Minnesota, there are many lakes. In California also, I guess there are lakes. And in the lake, someone put the milk in the lake. Then the swan, that bird, drinks only milk from that lake. Like that, we have to bring the essence from this precious human body, this precious and intelligent human mind. We have to bring the essence of life in order to benefit in our next rebirth. So for our liberation, for our complete and fully enlightenment, Atisha said, be smart to choose what we have to do. Be smart, be intelligent what we have to act. Be smart, intelligent what we have to think. And it says that we say, tomorrow I will do this. Next month I have a plan such like that. Next year I have a plan like that. We planning our life. We exchange our life. 2010, 2011. We ourselves, we have no free. We depends upon our previous karma. We depends upon the delusions. But we extend our life, we extend our actions one after another. Then those great scholars are laughing, not me, true. Those great scholars, great masters are laughing on us because our view is not correct. We thought that our life is permanent. Then those advisor said that Sangdan Jinen Shima Nyungwen La Kwanwa Mishepe Sanji Chala Mabeba Chimne Tuna Sembutsus. Then they said that, oh, you don't understand which comes earlier, which comes first, tomorrow or the next rebirth. Next month or next rebirth, next year or next rebirth. And then they advise us, you don't understand, you ignore open them. And then don't let your mind to those directions and thinking upon the subject of the impermanence, and you prefer to practice your dharma. Shimetana Chambers says, practice the dharma in order at least to the next rebirth, then to liberation, and then supreme enlightenment. It's like a wave of the oceans. When we go to the Long Beach, when you go to the Laguna Beach, when you go to the Cancun Beach, when you go to the Puerto Vallarta, and then there are many beaches too. There are beaches, and then it comes the waves, and we enjoy theirs. If we don't think in impermanence, we enjoy them. And then the waves advise us. The waves comes one after another, another after another. It never ends, too. So like that, our activity of this life never ends until when the death comes, too. We never ends. It's like the example, like waves on the oceans. And it's like a master, like the man's master too. We are man and we have a master. We pull it and then it grow again. We cut it, shape it, it grows again and again like that. If we don't thinking about the next rebirth, and then activity of the this life never ends. And from that, learn about the impermanence, learn about the Four Noble Truths, we have to learn about the twirlings of the interdependent originations. We have to learn about how to generate the bodhicitta, and then practice those interesting Mahayana practice. And also, if you interest upon the tantra, then you will enter in the tantric practice. You will practice those tantra in order to quit enlightenment. However, today, this Sunday, thank you very much for your pay attention to listen to the Dharma, importance of the realizations of the emptiness. You receive the oral transmissions of the Heart Sutra, which I received from Vansara Lama or the Master. We will do to conclude today's Sunday teaching. Then I will explain this next Sunday and so on. So we have to follow the quick written prayer. So let me reading this, and then after you will read in the supplicate from your heart for the quick written of our kindful guru, the spiritual master Dishila, who have listened wonderful and many teachings from him. He's the one of the great master of ours, and for the quick reasoning. Ramjang jebe nzo dinde de hengulo do jebe duje doram je vinja duje jeba jendo ve dinje dejo Mm-hmm. Please read in the English. Okay. So before the dedications, sometimes if you're boring and then if you have the problem, the food and so on, you don't hesitate to sit on the chair when you come for the teaching, okay? You don't hesitate, just sit on the chair, bring the comfortable chair, and then sit there and listen, okay? Also there's one related information, the outside some papers, and it's the one, the announce of the Tibetan associations. You just read and then see them, what the announce is there, okay, or the outdoor. The dedications, His Holiness the Dalai Lama's and all the spiritual masters, really may remain very long life in order to benefit all sentient beings. Whatever starvations, problems, sickness, illness in this world, may pacify them, may become very calm and recover as soon as possible. And may remain very long the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, may remain the very long remains of the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha and the Lama Tsongkhapa and so on. However, in short, whatever we have two types of obscuration, we may eliminate them very quickly, and as soon as we may attain the complete full enlightenment, the state of Shakyamuni, the state of our future Buddha. Okay, so we read the Dharma, okay, for the dedication.
Amen.